Hello, this is your Polycast for Tuesday, April 25th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, the House passes two abortion bills, and some who supported Donald Trump in last year's election reflect on his first 100 days. The Republican-controlled Minnesota House has passed a pair of abortion measures that DFL Governor Mark Dayton has threatened to veto. One bill would prohibit taxpayer funding of abortions under state-sponsored health care programs. The other would set new licensing and inspection requirements for clinics where abortions are performed. Supporters of the licensing bill, including the group Minnesota Citizens Concerned for Life, say it is not aimed at restricting abortions. They say it will ensure the safety of patients. The new rule would apply to clinics that perform 10 or more abortions per month. Andrea Rao, legislative director for MCCL, said during a news conference that thousands of businesses already face state licensing and inspection requirements.
I would think that the abortion industry would actually welcome the ability to put the government stamp of approval on their facilities. If not, I ask, what are they hiding? What are they afraid of?
DFL Representative Aaron Murphy of St. Paul accused Republicans of playing politics on abortion and wasting time that could be used to resolve the state budget.
My Republican colleagues are inserting themselves into a decision about the health care of women that should be the decision for a woman, her family, and her health care provider.
Governor Dayton vetoed a similar licensing bill in 2012. Minneapolis Mayor Betsy Hodges has revealed that she is a survivor of childhood sexual abuse, Matt Sepik reports.
The mayor added her photo and a brief statement to the Facebook page of Break the Silence Day. Hodges says she was abused by adults unrelated to her for many years, starting at age 8, and was threatened into keeping quiet about it. Until now, she has only told friends and family. Sarah Super started Break the Silence after an ex-boyfriend raped her in 2015. Super says Hodges' participation is a turning point for the movement.
I know that this has happened to so many people, and I'm just grateful that I could support her in this path in some small way.
Hodges is among 79 women and men who've shared their names, photos, and stories on the website. Matt Sepik, Minnesota Public Radio News.
The Super Bowl is 9 months away, but officials in Minneapolis say they're already adding up the bills for what it will cost to host the game. Tim Nelson has more.
City officials say they're going to need police officers from around the region to help provide security. They'll need extra traffic control, health department inspections, and a wide variety of other services to host more than 100,000 out-of-state visitors expected for the February 4th game and the 10 days leading up to it. Planners estimate that will run about $5 million for Minneapolis, and the city council is expected to sign off on a deal this week that would have local Super Bowl organizers pay for that, and possibly more. City officials also say they're expecting a significant bump in city taxes related to the game. Finance experts estimate additional sales and entertainment taxes related to the Super Bowl will bring the city at least $2.5 million. Tim Nelson, Minnesota Public Radio News.
The small town of St. Stephen in central Minnesota had one of the highest percentage of Donald Trump for president voters in the state last November. In January, we talked to some people in that town about what they're hoping for from the Trump administration. Last week, Jim Bickle returned to St. Stephen to check back with a few folks about how they feel President Trump is doing as we near the 100th day of his administration.
Bill Volk is a military veteran and was mayor of St. Stephen for many years. For the most part, he says he's pleased with what he's seen so far from President Trump.
I think that we have an honest president. He made campaign promises, and he hasn't really shrunk from any of those promises. And we never had a worry, at least to date, about was he lying to us like has happened with other presidents in the past.
Mike Leggett owns Viking Log Furniture, based right outside St. Stephen. He says President Trump is off to a good start.
I think for 90 days he's done okay with the current Congress, meaning I think we got a great new Supreme Court justice. I think that was important. Immigration, have we not had less illegal immigrants coming across the border? And I don't think that's by doing anything other than stating we're going to put more controls on that. So has that been effective? Yeah, I think so.
I know the environment is an important issue for you. What do you think about what he's been talking about and where we're going on that front?
I think some of the things are great. I think getting the Dakota pipeline going is great to let him finish that. I disagree a little bit on some of the environmental things in terms of the PCA and some environmental issues and things like that, but maybe we're going to strike a good balance with all this.
What about coal? He seems to want to get a lot more coal plants going or keeping them open, or what do you think?
I think if they make the technology to burn coal clean, it's a energy resource. Why not do it? Should we pollute the environment with, I think it's sulfur and mercury from coal? No, but if we can burn it clean, yes.
When it comes to the military actions that we've seen so far, Bill Volk has some concerns, especially the decision to drop a massive bomb on Afghanistan.
That bombing in Afghanistan, that really surprised me. I don't think that it's correct for the United States to act as the aggressor in any of these military actions. From what I was able to learn, it was like kind of a center for ISIS forces. And ISIS, as opposed to the Yankee devil, being the people in the United States of America. So I can see some justification. And yet, with Afghanistan as being a nation posing a worldwide threat, I don't think so. I don't think they are. I don't think it's that bad that they have to drop a bomb right there. I guess my feeling is that whatever our president does order, that he really gets some good advice first before he makes a final decision, so that something doesn't happen, a rash action that'll bring repercussions on back on the United States.
I remember you said, when we talked before, that you voted for Trump as the lesser of two evils. Are you confident that he has what it takes to lead us, if, you know, if we are in a crisis, and he has the right temperament for this job?
Well, I hope he would, and I hope that he would take the time to really thoroughly consider the pros and cons of whatever issue came up, and make some kind of an intelligent decision, that not a spur-of-the-moment thing. And Trump's history has been, he makes a lot of spur-of-the-moment remarks. And it's like open mouth, insert foot sometimes. And that's not good for him or for the country.
Yeah, do you see his gotten any better on that front?
I don't think so.
That's producer Jim Bickle reporting from St. Stephen, Minnesota. And that's your Polycast for this Tuesday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom.